It's your duo. The Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Yutzak zav reisech that toich piv shalois harasha shel moli bam malach esatri al piv bikeish leganis kol shiris v'sishpachis shama tovah v'sevet olam." By the way, just meditate on that line. That Nebuchadnezzar starts singing shira, and the shira that Nebuchadnezzar was singing is greater than the shira of David HaMelech. Not only greater than the shira, bikeish leganis. It was going to make David HaMelech's shira almost look small. Read to you one excerpt of a Meshech Chachma. This is in Parsha Shmini. He's actually being mefarish a medrash in Parshas Vayakel, this week's parsha. But it's a Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shmini. I'm not going to go through the Meshech Chachma. It's a long piece, but just one excerpt to see how the tzaddikim view this chazal. Ubemedrash Vayakel, toiv shem mishem en toiv. Toiv hoya shmoisam shal chananya mishal vazayo, mishem en hamishcho shenimshichu nodo vavir. A little bit of a medrash pliya, it's a medrash rabba, but this is what the Meshech Chachma is addressing. Ho'inyin. Da'al yidei chananya mishol v'azaryo, ho'ya kiddush Hashem godol mo'oid. Ad, dinofal nevuchanetzo v'omar, b'rich eloika, v'chol dairei aru kuloch hashivan. V'omar ze, here's the punchline, b'rakshus, u'bedveikus atzumo, u'behispashtus hagashmi, u'behachno. Imagine. Ad ki omru chazal, ki rotz legano yisefer tehillim. Shadveikus chazoka etzloy lemo'oid. Ubo malach v'sotrei alpiv. And the malach had to come and stop him. How did the malach stop him? So he says, O inyan, shenesoyru koyach tavoni. Because a person is made up of a neshama, he's made up of a guf. And as much as Nebuchadnezzar at that moment was oymid on such a hisoyrus, this is so insightful. At the same time, he was a bal guf, and he was a bal taiva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Malach to be me'irer in him, the Koyach HaTavoni, u'bilbo l'sichloi, ve'hebet his palusai v'rikshosei ha'gdoilu l'elikim. And he lost this ganzes rakshas. Fascinating. But just the way Ramei Simcha describes this maimon, the Nebuchadnezzar comes. If you say Bikash Lagane Sefer Tehillim, then you have to be oymen on David HaMelech with the ganzer ganzkeit. He's the Av of Ruach HaKodesh and all the dveikus with which it was written, and recognize that Nebuchadnezzar must have tapped into that on some level. That's the Madrega. But it's your dua that the Kotzker Rebbe said, it's put down in all the Svarim, that what was the oymik? What was the inyan? So Nebuchadnezzar is saying Tehillim, and he's singing shiras v'sashbachas that actually make Tehillim pale in comparison. And the Malach came v'satre al piv to get him to be quiet. So the Kotzker Rebbe said that the oymik is Nebuchadnezzar right now was on top of the world. Nebuchadnezzar had everything. He's Moshe Bekeeper. He has all the money. Everyone's bowing down. Punk three people or not, but everyone is bowing down to him. And he's literally berum hamayla. For a person to sing shiras v'sashbachas when his life is perfect, said the Kotzker Rebbe's Nishta Zakunz. So the Malach came and the Malach said, you think he's making David HaMelech look bad? Let's see. Give him a smack. Give him a frask. Lomazain. Let's see if he's going to sing Shira right now. He said, David HaMelech went through so much tzaras. David HaMelech, Bevorchem ibn Avshalom Benoi. David HaMelech, when he's hiding from Shaul and he's always singing Shira. How many times does the Gemara say, Mizma LeDavid, Kina MiBayolei? But he's constantly singing Shira. David HaMelech saying Shira is v'sishpachas. Even in the darkest times, said the Kotzker Rebbe, Nebuchadnezzar's making David HaMelech look bad? I hear. Aber Lomazain, yes. Bom Malach v'satrei al piv. Let's see if when things are not going so well, if he's going to be able to do it. The Kotzker Rebbe was Moisef. He said that we know Vayidai Maharin, Aharon HaKoyen, reached such a madrega that he lost his two sons and he was quiet. He didn't say a word. So the Kotzker Rebbe said, it's not Shaykh. The madrega of Vayidai Maharin was unbelievable. He said, but there was a madrega that was aggressive in the madrega of Aharon HaKoyen. And you know whose madrega that was? It was the madrega of David HaMelech. Because David HaMelech said, L'man yizamercha chavoid v'lo yidayim. Hashem Eloikai lo'olam Eideko. Aharon came to a point where he didn't know, he was quiet. He didn't complain. He didn't come with tainus. He didn't come with taroimus. But did he sing shira? No. Vayidem Aharon means he didn't complain, but it also means he didn't sing. Oh, but David HaMelech was a madrega of L'man yizamercha chavoid v'lo yidayim. Hashem Eloikai lo'olam Eideko. It doesn't matter what the matzav is. That's a little bit of the oymek. Oh, what's going on in this very, very holy Gemara.